Hey everyone, just want to share this doctor chatting about the substance that they have found in bitter hops that stimulates fat burning through a process of thermogenesis. So it activates a hormone called CCK in the gut, and that does the equivalent of jumping under a cold shower. So those people who are doing your cold showers and doing your, when you walk out into a cold morning and you get that real shiver. That is what this product does. It stimulates thermogenesis through a really cool action. So anyway, enjoy.
Purpose only. This is not a substitute for any professional medical advice or diagnosis or treatment. And you can read all through all the mumbo jumbo that we got to put up here. Trey's the formulator behind what happened, and he works with a lot of amazing people to do what he's done. And it's just fun to get to know somebody that is, he and I just think a lot alike. It's really fun. And what I really like too is Trey, he told me, he goes, "I'm telling you, this really works. It's not a question." 'Cause I go, "Is this really going to work? Is this really going to work?" And then, I tried it and it started working. And I told him, I said, "Wow, this is working." He goes, "Look, I told you it's going to work." And, then all of a sudden I call him about a week ago and or not maybe a week, 4 or 5 days ago. And I said, "Man, the testimonials we're getting, like, this is way astounding me." He goes, "I don't want to say I told you so, but I'm telling you." He said, "What I don't do anything that doesn't work and it's not safe for people, and I make sure of that." So, Trey, we just appreciate your vision. I don't know if you had any idea that when you were thinking of doing this, you'd end up on a Zoom, and it said that my Zoom maxes out at 500, and the number says 508. So I'm not sure how there's eight extras on here. All right, but there's a whole lot of other people I'm sure trying to get in that can't, because this is virally moving very quickly. And so, Trey, I know you want to introduce Doc, has become one of your really close friends, and you got your buddy Donnie sitting beside you that you guys have been together for a long time, and you guys are impacting the world. So thank you for your vision and your belief and your courage to, pour in crazy amounts of money on something that maybe never comes about, because nobody had ever extracted this product in the history of the world where they could get it out where there you could ever make any revenue on it. And you figured it out. So congratulations, and thank you for doing that and having the courage to do it. So I'll let you bring Doc on. I know you might have some other stuff to say down the road, but this is a big part of going to be Doc's show.
Absolutely. Hey, Byron, we just want to once again tell you thanks for having us on. And no, honestly, we didn't ever believe we'd be on a Zoom call right now, but we couldn't be more excited because I actually may have been able to see the impact that you're having in other people's lives. And I just got to say one thing before I bring Doc on. As you know, our primary daytime jobs are pharmaceuticals, but I've got to admit that I've really never been involved in something, even from a pharmaceutical perspective, that I'm seeing more people being touched and more people with hope, as you speak of, and the results that they're already getting. And as you talked about, I know everybody's body's different, but this is something that we saw for months and months, actually a couple of years before you and I ever even met. We knew what type of effectiveness or how effective the product is. And even Doc himself, that everybody's fixing to meet, he was fortunate enough to get to use it about a year and a half ago before anybody even knew what the name was. And I'll let him share a little bit of that with you guys. But Doc is a professor of emeritus at a large state-funded medical school, and he served as one of our senior medical advisors on the ADDify project for several years. And I've said this about him before. I work with a lot of physicians, and I have for many years. And Doc is one of those physicians. If you had 15 minutes to live and you didn't know what was wrong with you, and you was meeting somebody at an emergency room, and you could say I could get one doctor, he would be the doctor that I would choose. So with that, I'm just going to turn it over to him because that's what you're talking to here.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Doc, thanks for coming on and joining us, man, and taking that time out. I'm very excited to have you on here, and we got a chance to meet on a Zoom yesterday and spend a little bit of time together. But let me start with this. Just this isn't I just you've been a part of this, and you've seen how it works and consulted on this whole project. You know, what is it that you feel you're most excited about this, maybe just to start, and maybe just talk to people about why you're passionate about what you're doing here?
Well, when Trey first approached me about this, it was really just a kind of a casual conversation. He said, you know, I've got this, and I don't know really if it worked as well as I think it does. And, you know, is it something that you think you might be interested in working on? And the field of weight loss is so important today. There's a statement from the American Heart Association that it used to be that they always said that the prevention of heart disease, the main factor that they would say, if we can change one thing, it would be to tell people to quit smoking. But fairly recently, they've now said, if we could say one thing, it would be prevent metabolic syndrome. And obesity is a big part of metabolic syndrome. So this is something that people all over the world are working on and trying to come up with solutions. And when Trey told me about this, I'm always somebody that says, well, you know, we're going to have to do some studies, and I've got to see some studies that are show me that it's safe and effective, and see just how effective it is. So we started looking and seeing what the data was out there, and we did our own study to see what we could do. And the study that we did was really a little bit unusual. We only used the product 3 days out of the week, just on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we did a placebo group, and we did the active group. In the placebo group, nobody lost any weight. In fact, the average was like a half a pound to a pound weight gain. In the active group, this is over just a little over a month of study, they lost 2.5 pounds. And if you do the statistics on that, I was thinking, with the number of people that we had in the study, that might not be able to get statistical significance, but it's called a p-value. And if the p-value is less than 0.05, it's considered to be statistically significant. This is something that's accepted in medical, you know, studies around the world. And so with the mathematician that we had to do this for us, calculated all this and said, well, the p-value is 0.00001. So that's about as statistically significant as you can get. So I thought, we're really onto something here. And the more that I looked at it, the more I learned about it, found out that it's almost everybody that says this is safe. Studies have been done out to 3 months looking to see if there's any evidence of side effects or damage. There's no liver toxicity. There's no kidney toxicity. People say that they can't even tell they're taking it. It's tasteless, odorless. So that you can mix it in any kind of liquid you want. You know, you can go from to coffee to beer, any of these, and you don't change the taste of whatever it is you're drinking. So it's just been one of those things that we're looking at it now. We're making this available, and it's at a price where people can afford it. And I think that it's got the potential to change the health for who knows how many people.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about this term adipite. I mean, you know, this is kind of like a word that had to be made up based on what these bitter acids are. Can you just talk about what that is? Is, you know, because people are going to see this and they're going to go, what the heck is, what is that? What does that mean? And so maybe you could just talk a little bit about that.
Well, it is. It's a made up word. Adipite is mature hops extract. The product comes from the hops plant. And pretty much everybody's familiar with the hops plant. It's used primarily as an additive to beer in the brewing process. It gives beer a taste that's unique and gives slight bitterness to it, and it gives it an aroma. And it's been in use for years. But in the process of using the hops to add to beer, they found that the product that has the extract, the bitter acids, was not what's in the end product of beer. It was a sort of a waste product. So there is some of this in beer, but it's not enough to where you can go out and get a couple of six packs and lose weight because you're getting mature hops extract. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds of the biochemistry involved here, but the extract, the mature hops extract, the process that we have developed gives us a much more concentrated form of the extract than what has been previously available. And we can do it in a way that's tremendously improved cost effectiveness. That's the way that we can make this at a cost effective, at a cost that most people can afford. And the way the Adaphyte works, at least in part, is that it stimulates a receptor in the intestinal tract, the lining of the intestinal tract, that then activates a nerve called the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve comes out of the brain and but goes down into the rest of the body. It has a variety of different things that it does. But when it gets to the gut, it's activated by the Adaphyte that sends us an impulse, which then goes into the brain, changes to go to a different pathway where the nerves then go to what's called brown fat. And white fat and brown fat are different. White fat is what you see when you look in the mirror. You don't see the fat, you see the skin, but you see the effect of the fat under the skin. And the brown fat is much smaller in volume than white fat in the body. And brown fat is found more in volume in athletes. You'll see a bigger concentration in athletes. You see it more in children. You see less of it as we get older, which is another reason that it's harder to lose weight when you're 80 than it is when you're 8. So brown fat, when it's stimulated, is what causes shivering. So people who get cold will begin to shiver, and this increases what's called thermogenesis. Thermogenesis is where the body starts producing more heat as it's burning more calories. So with what we've done with Adaphyte is that we have been able to get thermogenesis from brown fat without the shivering, without the bitter taste, and you start to lose weight because your body starts to burn those calories. And the place that it gets those calories is the white fat.
Wow. So talk about this product, because,
you know, the fixed product has some stabilization stuff in it that we technically don't even need to list because it's so minute. But can you talk about why that is needed in there to keep it fresh and what's happening with it?
Well, that's really what it is. It's, it's a natural product. It comes from hops, comes from a plant. And we wanted to keep the products stable and fresh. And it's called sodium metabisulfite. And if you've ever looked at a wine bottle, you'll look on the label on the back, it'll say contains sulfites. And they're talking about sodium metabisulfite. And what that is for is just to simply stabilize the various food items that are in the liquid and keep them from breaking down. There's another one called niacin, which is essentially does the same thing, but it's in such a minute amount that we don't need much to stabilize the compounds. It's such a minute amount. FDA does not even require that this amount be listed on the label. So legally, you could leave it off.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. So the main thing is what it's really doing is it's keeping it fresh where the Adaphyte actually continues to work. Otherwise, it would go stale or go bad if it wasn't in place, sir.
Right. We know that it's probably stable for at least a year this way. So the people that, you know, buy the product, they're not going to put it on the shelf for a year, but we can keep it stable and fresh for a year.
So you talked about the, you know, what's happening with the activation of the brown fat. So if I hear what you're saying, is there other things out there that activate this? Or if you would tell somebody, maybe let me ask the question like this. So if they would not take this, is doing an ice bath the only way to activate that? Or is there other ways to do it? I mean, ice baths are really painful. I remember playing sports in college, and when I got injured, I'd be in an ice bath, and it was like the most miserable thing I've ever seen. And now we got people doing this because it does create some health results. But boy, it'd be a whole lot easier to snap one of these in my drink, I think. So can you just address that? Is that what's going on here?
Oh, yeah. There are other ways that you can stimulate brown fat to induce thermogenesis. You ever heard of Usain Bolt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Usain Bolt's got a lot of brown fat. And if you would like to become a world-class distance runner and go out and, you know, run 10 miles every morning just to, you know, get yourself going for the day, you can generate a lot of brown fat, which will keep your body pretty lean. So exercise and cold stimulation are the two other main things that you can do. I think it's a lot better to use Adaphyte Fix to do this than it is.
Absolutely. I mean, I know there's some people on here, they like to run and do all those things. And so that's all great, but there's a whole lot of people on here, they'd like to get rid of the fat and do it smarter, not harder. And I think this is one of the anomalies of what this product is that it gives you the ability to do it smarter, not harder. And this is a total game changer. So this is really significant on what you're talking about. Can you speak to why, you know, when this goes in an adult beverage, you know, the studies show that it potentially works better. What causes this? Do you have an explanation, or is it like, we're not sure? I mean, I'm just curious.
Well, we're really not sure. It just happened that the study that we did, we wanted to make it in a situation that was difficult. We wanted to make it where it was patients that would be hard to lose weight. So what we did was we selected people who said, every weekend I go out and get blasted drunk. I consume a whole lot of alcohol. You know, I go through a lot of beer on weekends. And so everybody's heard of the beer belly. If you consume a lot of beer, it's because you're getting all those calories in the form of carbohydrates. And there's actually very little in the way of the acids that we are trying to get in the pure hops extract. So, and other drinks, but, you know, not just beer, getting mixed drinks. And so if your rum and Coke is your thing, you know, if you're drinking a whole bunch of rum and Cokes every weekend, you're not, you know, going to be losing weight on that. So we took all of the people that were in our study were heavy drinkers. And we said, put this in the first drink that you take on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we put one dose, it would be essentially the same as a fix. And we put one snap, it wasn't in the fixed container, but so it was just in a little dropper. But you put that in the first drink that you take on Friday, first drink on Saturday, first drink on Sunday. And this is a group that lost 2.5 pounds in just over a month. So we think that, you know, if you're doing it in a group that would be difficult to get to lose weight, it's going to work a lot better in groups that are not difficult.
Yeah, this is amazing. I want to go back to something you said before, because people are looking at some of these studies, like the one that was done in Japan, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of things in there, like a 60-page thing over there. But the one thing that you made, I wanted, just so people can grasp this and you can confirm it, the concentration level that Fix has and what Trey and his team and you guys have put together is much more concentrated than what was being used in those studies in the past. Is that true? So not only is it more concentrated, but it was a cost-effective way to get access to it.
Yes, the studies that were done in Japan were really groundbreaking in the study of bitter acids and mature hop extract. But the process that they used to get the product required weeks to do a small batch. And it required a technique that had to be very temperature precise. You'd ruin it if you got the temperature off, if you got pressures off, if you didn't use the times exactly right. But it was a very difficult technical process to make. And they still ended up with a extract that was about, I think, 17%. The process that Trey developed along with his engineer, was able to do this process in a matter of hours rather than weeks, and in an extremely cost-effective way. And that's the reason that the product that the Japanese researchers had never was really something that was going to be successfully marketed, because it was too expensive, took too long to make, and just was not going to ever be commercially a sound product to sell. We ended up using our process, getting over twice what they got in the end concentration. So we're over twice the concentration at less cost.
So just as we, you know, I got a couple more questions, and maybe I'll bring some of my buddies on here. They might have something else. But, you know, the studies, especially in Japan, they showed that there's a lot of other benefits. And, you know, we're really, you know, building and talking about just the fat loss on this, that it's really significant. But you heard from the testimonials, there's some people that are starting to experience other things. Is there anything you could speak to without giving any kind of health claims on, you know, what maybe there are some other side benefits here that people could potentially experience?
There are quite a few studies involving other things that mature hops extract seem to do. Like there's data in rats on cognition. They are able to take rats, you know, and train them to do certain things, and they respond in certain ways. And so they took rats and they were giving them a placebo, which would be just water, and they were giving them mature hops extract, and they were having them do the same task that would involve short-term memory for them to be able to do. And there was a significant increase in the ability to do these tasks that involved using short-term memory in the rats that were treated with mature hops extract. So that's a rat study. There is some data that is in the human literature as well that has to do with vagus nerve stimulation. Vagus nerve stimulation is actually approved by the FDA in the treatment of depression. And there is a surgical procedure that is done to implant a device that stimulates the vagus nerve in patients with clinical depression. And it's essentially doing the same thing that we're seeing from the mature hops extract, that we're stimulating the vagus nerve. And so those patients had improvement in depression and mood, so they were feeling better, they were less depressed. And they also noted that it wasn't part of the study that was done, but they noted that they had, you know, better memory. So these are things that are just research studies. We've not done these studies. It's not something that's out there that, you know, a psychiatrist would say, well, you know, I can give you this and make you better. So it's still in the very early stages. So it's, that's all still research level. So, you know, one study is not something that you could start treating people with.
So, you know, as we wind this down, I know that you had talked about that you actually had personal experience with using this product. Do you want to just share what your personal experience was?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. We had the product, and my wife and I were going on a cruise, cruise ship. Now, I don't know how many people like going on cruises or been on one, but as you probably know, the food selection and availability is abundant is an understatement. And you can't go on a cruise and lose weight. Well, we spent a week on a cruise ship and I came back and I was 3 pounds less than I was when I started. So, and the only thing I was doing was taking the Adaphyte. This was before we had the fix label to it. And I was just amazed. And so I kept on taking, I got down 20 pounds and then we had a technical issue in the plant and I had to quit taking it and I didn't start back again. But I'm starting back again. I'm back on fix now. So I'm hoping awesome. I'll drop a few more pounds because I've been accused of many sins and some of them I've been guilty of. And one of them is overeating. So
I think Terry, you have one question you might want to ask if you want to come on here and turn your video on, Terry.
Yeah, thanks so much, Byron. So Doc, I've seen from some of the research that there's some potential anti-inflammatory benefits to fix. And I know inflammation is a big deal in a lot of different issues with people. Is that a correct statement or is that off the mark?
Again, there are research studies out there that show that mature hops extract does have an inflammatory process. Again, these are research studies, early stage. But interestingly enough, the one that's probably most pertinent is that they identified a pathway. Again, this was going to be in laboratory animals. It's not in humans, but we think it's going to work the same way. That the mature hops extract interferes in two sites in the inflammatory process. And one of them is in inhibition of what's called COX-2 enzyme, cyclooxygenase 2, which is a prostaglandin inhibitor. And prostaglandins are hormones that cause inflammation. So in these rat studies, what they found was that it reduced inflammation in the blood vessels. And as you probably know, an atheromatous plaque is one of the biggest risks that you can have for having a heart attack. And if you get the plaque inflamed, that increases the likelihood that you're going to get a clot to form on the plaque. And then that clot can break loose. And that's what a heart attack is. And it also is an interesting byproduct. They found that it reduced inflammatory changes in the brain. And there are strains of mice that actually have been bred to get Alzheimer's disease. And it showed a 20% reduction in the changes in the brain that are associated with the development of the product, the compounds in the brain that are form the plaques that are associated with Alzheimer's. So it showed 21% less formation of that. So it may well be, you know, something that might reduce the risk of getting dementia or slow the onset of dementia. Again, this is very early research studies, not something that you can make any kind of claim for, but just, and these were rat studies.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
Nice. That's awesome. Just as we wrap this up, and we got a few other things we want to share with folks, so don't leave us because we got some cool stuff we want to talk about yet. But Doc, any parting comments that you would want to share with the audience?
Well, it's just that, you know, I'm a science-oriented guy. I like to see results. I like to see stuff that can be proven. And, you know, I think in Adaphyte, the fix, we're seeing the results. We've got the data that shows that it shows weight loss, and we've seen other scientific research that is confirming what our hypothesis was, that it's through thermogenesis The Japanese study that you referenced a little while ago, they actually measured brown fat in the body in the group that was taking the mature hops extract. And they were able to show on CT scans growth in the brown fat. So we know that that happens. We know that as you increase brown fat, you increase thermogenesis. As you increase thermogenesis, you increase metabolism of white fat.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Love it. Well, Doc, thank you for coming on here and taking the time. We have been tremendously blessed, a lot of other people as well. And, you know,